about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Happy Friday, everybody, as Miss Jill Metter would always say. Anyway, she's big graduations coming up for a lot of people this weekend, so good luck with all these high school graduations going on all over western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. Congratulations is all I can tell you. You put in a good 12, 13 years to get to this point, so time to move on. Grow up, get out of the house, mom, dad crying because you're gone, or happy because you're gone, or something going on. But anyway, you had a good roll. So congratulations to all the 2023 seniors graduating this year. All right, let's check out the weather. It's pretty warm in some places. 79 at Hollis, 81 at Hobart, 80 at Weatherford, 78 at Arnett, 77 at Cheyenne, 77 at Buffalo, 78 at the May Ranch out here in the Texas Panhandle. About the same thing. We got 82 at Odell, 77 at Wellington, Dozer's 80, McLean 76, Canadian 79, Lipscomb is 76, and Paladura Reservoir is 76. We'll have your forecast for one of the cities out here in the Texas Panhandle coming up in the next segment. Where to start? Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and even New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, they look forward to serving you. Speaking of the Wheeler General Store, the KECO Wheeler General Store Wild Plum Jam is coming up. It's that time of year again. It's July 15th, and it's going to be on a Saturday, if I remember right. Let me check my calendar here real quick. Yes, they're changing things up a little bit. Instead of having the Plum Jam on Friday, they're going to have all the festivities, most of them, on Saturday and some of them on Sunday. But they got some great bands going to be there. Let me see here. I took a picture of it a while ago. Asleep at the Wheel, Mickey and the Motor Cars, Tyler Wilhelm Band, my favorite, and Joe Merrick with Even Money. So anyway, it's going to be a good time. Tickets are probably already on sale. Go to the Sarah Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or get a hold of them for your ticket information. But anyway, the KECO Wheeler General Store Wild Plum Jam coming up here in about, 60 days. So get ready. Had a great time last year. Matter of fact, we still have one of the guitars that was signed by Michael Martin Murphy, Wildfire, here in the studio from last year. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, let's move on. The text line is wide open today, 580-225-9697. I have a few sets of tickets for the Oak Ridge Boys tomorrow if anybody's interested. Matter of fact, the first person to text in a really legitimate agriculture question or their thoughts on agriculture with their name, I'm going to make it really easy on the first set of tickets. Not complicated. just what is your question? What's your thoughts on agriculture right now? So anyway, 580-225-9697. Pretty easy, simple question. Okay, big three things today. Maybe if I can find them. Hang on here a second. There we go. I was totally ready except for this one article. Anyway, wheat futures surged in overnight trading as bargain hunters jumped into the markets after prices declined. From mid-April through early May, prices plunged as global production is expected to rise year over year on precipitation and on precipitation in the United States Southern Plains. So I call crap on that. It was a little late for rain for our wheat crop, I believe, down here in our part anyway. Production worldwide is projected to increase 789 million metric tons by the USDA. If realized, that would be up from 779 million tons a year earlier. So basically 10 million more metric tons production. Futures rebounded slightly before falling again in yesterday's close. Investors overnight were likely buying contract after prices found a floor. Corn futures were a little changed overnight, while soybeans gained ahead of today's world agriculture supply and demand estimates from the USDA. Analysts are expecting the government to raise its outlook for old crop corn, bean, and wheat stocks slightly from April's report. Global corn and soybean ending inventories are forecast to fall narrowly. Traders are also focused on the Black Sea Grain Initiative, the agreement that's keeping agriculture products flowing from Ukraine, which is set to expire in exactly 7 days. While nothing official has been announced, the Russian state news agency TASS said today the deal has been extended 60 days, citing a person familiar with the talks. So nothing set in stone yet. The wheat for July delivery last night jumped 8 cents to 635 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 15 and a half cents to 857 a bushel. Corn for July delivery rose half a cent to 582 and three quarter a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery was up 9 cents to 1414 and a half a bushel. Soy meal gained $3 to 434.40 a short ton, while soy oil added 0.26 cents to 51.41 a pound. Let's see what else is going on here. Flood watches everywhere except western Oklahoma. Flood watches have been issued for counties in northeastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas, western Nebraska, and eastern Wyoming, according to the National Weather Service. In parts of Colorado and Kansas, excessive runoff from rains may cause rivers to overflow their banks. A flood watch is in effect for much of this area until noontime mountain time. Flash flooding was expected overnight in parts of southern Nebraska and northern Kansas. Flooding is also a problem along the Missouri-Illinois border. At Hannibal, Missouri, I've been there, the river was at 20.7 feet falling this morning. The river peaked at 21.9 feet on May 5th. Nearby railroad tracks and yards began to flood at 20.5 feet, and flood stage is 17 feet in that area. And that's all the weather. I was watching some of that weather last night. I wonder if all those film crews from Twister 2 that's been in Oklahoma City filming got some real footage last night. I guess I don't know of anybody that got hurt or passed in the tornado activity last night, but it was a busy. I was watching Val and Castor and them. It was busy. They had tornadoes on the ground. It was getting it. So anyway, I bet some of those movie crews were like, whoa, this is real. So welcome to Oklahoma, buddy. All right, let's see what's going on with the grains right now. Let me update that just a hair. Yep, it changed. Corn for May, 634. July's 583. Soybeans for May, 1435. July's 1396. Soybean meal for May, 426.70. July's 432.80. August is 424.10. Hard red winter wheat right now. is this at a standstill, even for May. $8.91 a bushel, but in July, it's up 36 at $8.78. Oats for May is at 328, steady, 335 for July. Cotton is below the 80 cent range now for July at 79 cents a pound. October is at 80 cents a pound. And so anyway, not much going on there. The cotton, oil's down. It's $70.03 for West Texas Intermediate for June, $70.04 for July. Natural gas is hanging in there where it's kind of been for the last month or so at $2.21 for June and $2.36 for July. S&P, NASDAQ, Dow, everything's in the red today there. So anyway, it's Friday. What can I say? Well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, I got your live and your feeder cattle futures. I got the results from the Woodward Livestock Auction yesterday. Heifer, calves, and feeders all up. It looked like the steers were kind of just hanging in there even. Market is still good. And matter of fact, Elk City Livestock Auction is going on now. They're probably finishing up with the pairs right now, getting ready to switch over to the feeders and the calves, see what's going on out there later on. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mickey asked the questions. He wanted to make sure things were properly insured as far as values, not to be too high necessarily. You know, a lot of people are probably going to try to get them on up there where the premium is higher, and Mickey wasn't that way. He wanted real values, didn't want me paying any more premium than I needed to pay, but want to be properly insured. If you start missing things by $1,000 or $10,000, that adds up in a hurry. Either you'll be underinsured and you'll be disappointed, or you're going to be overinsured and paying too much premium anyways. And Mickey made it a point that we nailed it on the head on every little last piece that I had. He took the time to do that. He made sure it was right. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Anytime Jimmy Clark enters a room, he don't turn the lights on. He turns the dark off. Stewards of the land, this is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 5th. 1,395 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 238 brought 318. 22 at 427 brought 286. 5 at 502 brought 253. 8 at 581 brought 240. 4 at 620 brought 220. 9 at 634 brought 238. 8 at 746 brought 207. 7 head of heifers at 266 brought 294. 5 at 347 brought 244. 6 at 506 brought 222. 3 at 517 brought 227. 8 at 531 brought 219. 4 at 696 brought 189.50. 16 at 891 brought 170. Butcher cows were 11 to 104. Butcher bulls brought 80. 180 to 126. Bred cows were 960 to 1650. Pairs brought 1150 to 2225. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095. All right, Jimmy, go ahead and turn the dark back on.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Today in Ag Show. Let's go with Miami, Texas today. Currently at Miami, it's 78 degrees, humidity's at 33, dew points at 46, northwest winds at 13, gust at 16, peak wind gust today so far, 22. They have had 0.92 inches, 92 one-hundredths or 921 thousandths of an inch of rain so far this month. Red flag minutes today, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. 8-inch soil temperature is 69 degrees in Miami, Texas. All right, let's see what's going on with the cattle. Live cattle for June, 164.57. August, 162.42. October, 166.07. December, 170.02. Feeder cattle for May, 204.90. 228.82 for August. Let's see what it looks like down and into the fall. Maybe if it'll open up here. There we go. September's 231.62. October's 233.75. November's 234.50. And January is sitting in there at a sweet $233.05. All right. Let's see where my Woodward report is. There it is. Okay. Yesterday at the Woodward Livestock Auction, total receipts were 2,313 compared to 2,600 last week and compared to 2,900 basically a year ago. Compared to last week, feeder steers steady to $3 lower, feeder heifers steady to $4 higher, steer calves unevenly steady, heifer calves $5 to $10 higher. Demand was moderate and quality was average. Let's see what some of the prices was. So in the 3 to 4 range, the average weight was 380. 303 was top end. Average price was 299.86. In the 4 to 5 range, looks like they had some that averaged 469 that was weaned, ready to go. 284 was the top end on it. Had some unweaned ones at 283. That's what they brought. In your 5 to 6 range, 257 was top end on that. On average, 261 was the high end selling on those, but 257.53 was the average on all your five to six weights. Six weight steers was anywhere from, I don't know, 230 was, looks like, the top end. 227 was the average on a lot of them. They had some unwinged ones, one load that weighed 666 average, brought 206. And then down here in the 8 weights, got some 8 to 9 weights. They were bringing up to $1.97, almost $1.95 average. Heifers, let's check out what was going on with the heifers here. Some 3 to 4 weights, 263 to 276. The 276 were unwinged. And the 4 weights, they had a pretty good size load of 418s that was unwinged, brought 268 top end, 261 average. Then the 5 to 6 weight heifers, anywhere from $1.99 to $2.38. And the 6 to 7 weights on heifers, we had, where was it go? 180. Yep, 180 to 215. And then the 7 to 8 weight heifers, 180 to 196. And then on the 8 weight heifers, 167 to 186.50, 180, 187 being the average. All the, they had quite a few of them in there. 200 and something head in there, come in there at 828, so it was looking good. All right, so that's what went on at Woodward. You know, a couple, it may have been 2 months ago, I talked to you guys on the show about how cattle numbers affect our livestock auction barns in each city, whether it's Hobart, Hollis, Elk City, Clinton, Woodward, Beaver, Fairview, Apache, it don't matter how it affects it when cattle numbers are down, because cattle, there's not many cattle being, eventually here pretty quick, there won't be a lot of cattle going through the sale barns, and how that affects the economy. Starting with the sale barn, you know, maybe layoffs because they don't have anything coming in there. They got to get rid of some of their help, not most of it. But, you know, all the people coming into town to go to the sale, gasoline, eating at the sale barn or eating in town, just on and on and on. It just affects the economy. Well, I never really gave it a lot of thought till yesterday, and I was talking to a gentleman that runs a feed manufacturer where they manufacture feed and stuff, and it affects them. And I just never gave it any thought to it, but yesterday after talking with him, you know, their tonnage is down and what they're making, sending out to the feed stores like Farmers Co-op and just all the local feed stores in each city that we got in Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle. You know, their tonnage of manufacturing, making cake and stuff like that is down because the cattle are down. And it affects them also. And, you know, so it affects your feed stores because their sales are down. And it's just a big, major change. I hate droughts. I know we're going to go through them. That 2011, 2012 one was just, it was bad. It was just totally bad, you know. And I had to get my, you know, I didn't start putting cattle back on my farm and grassland until 2014 and 15 because you couldn't afford to feed them. There's no hay and all this other stuff. It's just a bad deal, these droughts, you know. Sure, let's get those cows sold right now. Their price is high. I'm already did that. But, you know, it just, okay, so now I don't have to go buy any cake. I don't have to go buy any salt or minerals or any of that stuff. But it affects a lot of people. And it's just not the best time in our ag world right now on what's going on. Okay, enough of that. Have you guys noticed the moths, how thick they are this year? And, I mean, really thick. They're everywhere. Well, I call it the Miller moth. But it's the army cutworm moth that you guys are seeing, also known as the Miller moth. And even Kansas has had an influx of these visitors this spring, and some may have found their way into your homes. And I've seen a couple yesterday in the bedroom. So I don't know how they get into some of the places they do, but they do. But the a horticulture expert, Matthew McCarron, said dry weather has contributed to the increase of these moths this year. Oftentimes, for example, fungal activity is less in the soil in the winter months during dry conditions. So as a result, a lot of these caterpillars that might have been killed off normally in a wetter winter by soil fungus are not going to be killed off this year because of the drier weather we've experienced. He said these moths are harmless and don't cause issues with the landscape. They typically feed off agriculture products. So yes, they're harmful. They can also, however, cause allergic reactions. For some people, a concern might be by them getting into your clothing, eating the material, and causing the holes. But don't fret, this is something they will not do. The Miller moth won't. He said to be patient as the moths are just passing through town and plan to head to the Rocky Mountains for the summer. So back in the day, there a couple months ago when I posted that picture on Facebook of those army cutworms on our front porch out there at Willow, that's what's happening. That's the whole process. But these ain't the moths that will eat holes in your clothes, according to him. So my daughter post on Facebook that the army worms are eating her yard up. So anyway, if you got army worms in your yard, because remember, these things come out in the dark. They don't come out in the daylight. Get some Dawn dishwasher soap, mix it with some water, go spray some areas in your yard where you think they might be killing it, spray it up, and check it out. They'll come right out with that Dawn dishwasher soap and then get the appropriate chemicals to kill the army worms. Well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and when I come back, we'll have some more on farming and ranching here in Western Oklahoma.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
My name is Justin Ettinger. My wife, Jo, and I bought our 2022 Nissan Armada at Windy Nissan, and we just love it. We've always kind of liked the look and the, we just had the appeal of the Armada, just really liked it. We're looking for a bigger SUV, and so we go down there, and the next thing you know, we're driving literally the Armada off the showroom floor. We've been driving it ever since, and one thing that's unique about Windy Nissan, I think, has been the service department is the fact that when you get your car in there, they go to service it. The service department does a really good job of communicating, and that's done through, they do a video walkthrough and showing exactly what kind of things they're going to address and what needs to be addressed. And then they reach out to you via text to send you that video describing point by point what they're doing and getting your permission to go ahead and do that. And that's been a very nice thing as well. In this last year and a half, anytime we need to get the oil changed, we need to get it serviced, they're right on the spot. I'm Justin Ettinger. My wife, Jo, and I just really love our Nissan Armada from Windy Nissan.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back to Today in Ag right here on 96.5 KUCO and KWFX 100.1. Here's your forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. My boss is in here chomping to talk, but I'm going to do the forecast first. Beaver, Oklahoma is the 79 degrees. Dew point is 45. Humidity is 30. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. The wind's out of the north-northwest at 18 miles an hour. Sunny today, 84. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, 78. Tomorrow night, 70% chance. Sunday, 70% chance, 71 for a high. 60% chance of rain showers likely Sunday night. 50% Monday. For a high 72 and a 20% chance of rain Tuesday with a high of 78. Nice weather. Enjoy today. Today's the last day for about a week in the 80s or in the 90s. But anyway, joining me in the studio live right now here on 96.5 KECO, the Today in Ag Show, is none other than Gabe.
Hey, I got some chickens for sale. Is this the right show?
Yes,
it sounds like it.
Yeah, do you need some hay to go with them chickens?
No, the chicken lady's here, though. She just came and brought the eggs all by.
I know. She's just, six 18-packs
yeah.
is what she delivered big all time. The way from the big city of Grimes, Oklahoma.
Man, Jimmy, I just wanted to come in here, and I don't know if everybody knows if they've either put up with you or they loved it. It's either one way or the other.
Yeah, it's
for one whole year. This is it. This is the today's Jimmy's two-year anniversary.
Two-year anniversary.
Yep. For one whole year, they put up with you or loved you. The first year, they didn't know what to think. Yeah. Right, you guys? Is that right? But I'm telling you, man, it's been good. Jimmy's been a good dude all the way through. You know, I don't know if you guys, I'm not going to say the eulogy here, but
come on.
I mean, if I was going to put one out, I was like, man, he's just a guy that nobody cannot not like. You know, because he's just funny and goofy and funny and funny. And
loud.
And he'll help. He'll help you anytime, too.
And loud.
And he's loud.
That's because of the hearing.
It's because of the hearing thing. Though. Yeah. He's got, but you just got to, and other people have to be loud around you. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah, but, and there's some people in this studio I cannot hear.
I know, Jimmy. I know. But, hey, if you guys want to buy him lunch, you can. Just meet us somewhere because we're gonna take him out for lunch somewhere today after his show. But if you guys want to buy his lunch, you can meet us there. Where are you going to go? Fred's again? You said you love Fred's.
Let's go to Sale Barn.
it's busy today. It's going to be busy today.
Scared you see somebody there you'll know?
Oh, no. There'll be people there I know.
Let's go to Fred's.
Sounds good to me. Fred's it is, y'all. 1 o'clock.
1:30.
1:30. Jimmy's got to work afterwards.
I got to at least work an extra 30 minutes, but it's been fun. I'm glad you guys did this. You and Blake come up with this ag deal. And
well, you know, I got to give it up to Ripto, Chad Ripto. He's like,
it's
man,
his
I'm
fault.
It is his fault. Well, I'll tell you what we was doing. I went to the barbershop one day, and I was like, man, you guys know anybody that knows anything about agriculture, any of this and that? They didn't know anything, and then I just kept asking around. Then Chad Ripto came in and walked in, and he goes, man, your guy is Jimmy Clark. That's who it is. Your guy is Jimmy. I was like, well, who's Jimmy Clark? He goes, well, I knew who he was, but I didn't play golf with you or anything.
You didn't really know who he was.
I didn't really know what was getting into. But anyway, it just worked from there, and then we just kind of got end up meeting out at Janice's Cafe, and from there it was. Done deal. I just remember, the only thing I remember you saying is, I was like, Jimmy, you think you can do this? He goes, man, if I can frack a well, I could do this.
And this board here actually scared me higher than 10,000-pound pump pressure.
Yeah. But,
and it's still learning and process. I'm learning things every day here and around and talking. I met a lot of people I normally wouldn't have met.
Yeah.
And it's definitely good. And then you got that old boy in that woods that comes up to you. Hey, you the third Jimmy Clark on today? And heck, yes, I am. I won't repeat what he said. That was the show that put me on the map, talking about the microorganisms.
That was the one
that put me on the show. And then Bandy Silk, got a big shout out to him, even though he's more famous on the radio than I am with Mickey
Lively.
Yeah,
he is.
And but anyway, he's the one.
He's on like 4 hours a day. You're on like 1 hour a day.
I know. He's the one who helped me name the show.
Well, I just tell you, it's been a good thing here for KCO, and just having your non-stereotypical type of agriculture guy here at especially being in Woodward, being in Elk City, covering all both areas. I mean, it's not going to be your here's your ag report for today. You're not going to get that from Jimmy Clark. I promise you. No. You're going to get Jimmy Clark every day, no matter what. So, hey, thank you guys for listening. If you guys like it, just text him in. Give old Jimmy a
two-year
celebration.
We need lunch.
That's right.
We need lunch.
All right. Congratulations, Jimmy.
Thanks,
you made
sir.
It 2 years. You're still alive.
I know. Be right back. Anyway, thank you, sir, for coming in. And anyway, that's the boss. And got along pretty good. Hey, anybody looking for some hay? Here we go. 100. I don't know how many tons he's got, but he's got wheat hay for sale, $200 a ton, 580-821-2838. 580-821-2838. Or text me here and I'll send the number to you for $200 a ton in the Elk City area. And yesterday I had a lot going on there, but we got hay up in the northwestern part of the state where the drought's the worst, is going, any wheat bales are going for anywhere from $125 a bale to $150 a bale. FYI, that's what hay's going for. All right. As we progress from last year into this year, a lot of more people are putting different kinds of silages, crops in the fields out here besides peanuts and cotton and stuff. And I know of lots of circles of corn that are actually going in western Oklahoma for corn silage. So I'm going to cover it a little bit. And just for the fun of it, you guys can listen to it. You can take the what you get out of it. But each day there is a new opportunity to learn and improve. Over the past few months, this has proven true for me as I've been learning about agronomy and animal nutrition, thought leaders during presentations, podcasts, and webinars. The topic up for discussion has been the past two silage crops and the unique corn silage quality outcomes. To use this phrase coined by Corey Geiger, I think that's how you say it, in a recent How's Dairyman Heard It's Here podcast episode, last year's corn silage is a tricky beast. With corn going in the ground for the 2023 year, and is already in the ground, and some still going in, there's a topic that should be in our rearview mirror at this point. But however, what we've experienced and learned coming out of 2022 will have an impact on the management practices and the sampling programs for the 2023. The notable agronomic and silage quality characteristics that have shown true for some in back-to-back years include, number one, growers continue to hit 65% whole plant moisture target. Number two, healthier plants are equating to green stalks right up to harvest for silage, and wetter stalks are hanging on to moisture. Number three, the grain has been drier than green plants would indicate, usually 2/3 to 3/4 milk line with advanced kernel maturity. Number four, laboratory and analysts indicate that many samples have sustainably lower starch digestibility. Talking with Todd Scrumberg, an experienced agronomist, has me convinced that our silage hoff harvest timing strategy should involve in 2023. As noted above, we've been observing and speaking to less digestible starch and silage from a nutrition perspective. Schomburg and his consulting team have helped further explain why this is showing up in silage, analyzing the silage. Year in and year out, their team notes tasseling dates for growers that begins intensely monitoring whole plant moisture, targeting around 65% in the silo. In 21 and 22, with advanced seed genetics, crop protection, and agronomic practices, Schomburg commented that they were getting into the 65% moisture in new ways with healthier corn plants hanging on to moisture like never before. They found that drier kernels were needed to soak up that moisture. During a recent webinar together, Schomburg showed two striking pictures of corn at harvest. The first picture showed healthy green plants from soil to tassel. The second picture detailed the ears broken in half, showing advanced milk line and kernel maturity. The latter image stuck out to me. I won't forget the set of ears in the back of his truck broken in half. Kernels at 2/3 to 3/4 milk line despite them green plants. Todd and I believe this situation will be more prevalent in the years ahead. The assumption that 65% moisture corresponds to 1/2 milk line is going up in smoke, and strictly monitoring moisture to target your silage harvest is no longer adequate. According to Schomburg, we should key in on several items to optimize harvest time in 2023. First, record the date your corn fields tassel. Then mark 45 days after that date and circle a week to 10-day window to begin monitoring the moisture and kernel maturity. Within 45 days, post-tasseling has been tried and true for time to silage maturity. This window could stretch out as far as 60 days with healthier plants and rainfall. Schomburg's team has noted this is another disconnect that complicates harvest timing. Last but not least, next, monitor whole plant moisture like we've done for a year. Lastly, add kernel maturity to your harvest timing checklist. With a solid game plan, your harvest timing will be excellent. All right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meeting Tuesday, May 16th at 2M Ranch and Home, located at 120 North 4th Street in Sayre. Ribeyes will be served at 6:30 p.m. RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Once upon a time, Jimmy Clark was bit by a rattlesnake, and after 5 days of excruciating pain, the rattlesnake finally died. A good afternoon once again to Jimmy Clark's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 8th. 1,204 head were sold, 9 head of steers at 409 brought 266, 12 at 467 brought 258.50, 5 at 562 brought 228, 3 at 605 brought 218, 5 at 812 brought 175, 15 at 845 brought 193.50, 125 at 908 brought 197. 3 head of heifers at 307 brought 251, 9 at 491 brought 230, 4 at 623 brought 191, 16 at 697 brought 165, 7 at 806 brought 181, 46 at 811 brought 182.50, 16 at 886 brought 177.50, butcher cows were 69 to 107, butcher bulls brought 102 to 133.50, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction X is 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, that's a sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, give old Brandon Hickey a call at 580-497-6095, I'm talking 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, boss. I had a gentleman text in that he buy us steaks down at Fred's in Altus if we want to drive to Altus. I almost want to, but anyway, got an offer. Man, thank you, everybody, for the text messages that have came in congratulating me on 2 years. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't do it. So, anyway, appreciate it. Hope I haven't offended anybody in 2 years. I try not to. Try to keep politics out of this show as much as I can because it is not any fun. And I got friends on both sides of the party line out there, so I really don't want to offend anything unless old Brandon does something silly. Anyway, there we go. Here we go. Here's your Hulbert Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And, man, things have changed since I updated the forecast this morning. I'm picking Hulbert, the big city of Hulbert, capital of Kiowa County. You guys are under aerial flood watch now until 7 o'clock Sunday night. How about that? That's a little different. I hadn't seen one of them posted in Western Oklahoma in a while. Currently, it's 86 degrees, dew point 60, humidity's 43, and 24-hour rainfall, zero, but it looks like that's maybe changing. Winds are out southwest at 9 miles an hour. Sunset is 8:30 tonight. Again, aerial flood watch until 7 o'clock Central Time, May 14th. That's p.m., May 14th. So today's the 12th, so yep, that'll make it Sunday night. Today, 20% chance of thunderstorms, 92. Tonight, 50% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 80% chance of rain showers, 76. 80% tomorrow night, 80% Sunday with a high of 76. 80% Sunday night, 70% chance. Monday is 74 for a high. Monday night, 50% chance of rain. Tuesday, 50% chance of showers. And 77 is your high. That's your Hulbert Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast at their home city, home headquarters at Hulbert. So there you go. All right. Want to mention a couple more things before the show gets over. This is the last time I got to bring this up, which is the sales tomorrow is the reason. At the ranch, the A-Bar Ranch in Claremore, Oklahoma, at 12 noon tomorrow. Pears, bred cows, bred heifers, Swanson Rangus, Ranch Angus first calf heifer pairs, 110 pair of them with Angus sired calves, 45 Angus spring bred born pairs with Angus sired calves at the side, 42 Brangus spring born calves, pairs, I'm sorry, not calves, but pairs, red Angus spring born pairs with Angus sired calves, 35 of those, 23 Hereford heifer spring born pairs, 42 Angus spring bred pairs safe to guard for Angus bulls calves by the sale time, surely. And is the got Angus and Red Angus fall bred cows, Brangus fall bred cows, Angus fall bred cows safe for the Henson and Schilling Ranch will be doing that. Anyway, big sale, 800 head. More information, go to www.abarranch.com. And that's A-B-A-R Ranch. A-Bar Ranch. Check it out. Claremore, Oklahoma, tomorrow. It's getting it going on. Also coming up next week, OSU will be putting on the Lahoma Wheat Field Day up there not too far from Ringwood, not too far from Enid, right there west of Enid there. So anyway, it'll be at the North Central Research Station May 19th. Call your OSU agent, extension agent in your county up in that area, and they will give you that's all the information I got on it. Just wanted to throw it out there since I had Mr. Tracy Music on earlier this week. We're talking about that one at the Music Farms down there in Ouachita County. And then let's see what we got going here on the text line. Where is the aerial flood watch? Flood is in the air. Anyway, that's what it says. Now, they misspelled it, not me. Anyway. Aerial flood watch. That's what it says. So anyway, area flood watch. But they spelled it with like it was aerial. My bad. I read it just like it says. I tried to anyway. Anyway, making fun of me again, aren't you? That's why you guys listen to this show. That's all I can tell you. Okay, you guys probably are not going to be happy about this. Do you listen to AM radio sometimes? Kurt Legent, National Association of Broadcasters, the NAB CEO, says AM radio reaches 47 million people each week, but there's speculation it could be phased out for the sake of electric vehicles. Electric vehicles generate a high level of electromagnetic interference than gas-powered cars do, which automakers say can disrupt AM reception, cause static, create a high-frequency hum, With these issues in mind, the NAB reports Ford, Tesla, Audi, BMW, Porsche, Volvo, and Volkswagen have chosen to remove the AM option from their electric lineup, along with some gas-powered vehicles in coming years. FM radio will remain intact, so you still listen to me. Yay! However, as the frequency is not easily disrupted. Joe Gill, National Association of Farm Broadcasters president, isn't on board with the move. He says AM removal poses a threat to public safety due to emergency broadcast on the frequency. I know the argument will be there. If you have an app, you can listen online. But not everybody has reliable internet access today, Gill says. This will result in a lot of limitations, and we have to give listeners and the citizens a choice. Gill isn't alone in this thinking. Senator Markey, from Democrat from Massachusetts, penned a letter to 40 automotive industrial stakeholders in December, outlining his hope for car companies to continue offering free access to broadcast radio for public safety. Markey's comments was backed by former Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA administrations, who reached out to Pete Buttigieg, anyway, Transportation Secretary, however you say his name, underscoring the safety needs in AM radio. AM radio is an indispensable source of information for more than 3 million farmers in the United States. To those who say AM is a dead technology, 75% of farmers listen to the radio at least 5 days per week. Despite concern, legislation backing the concept has not been proposed. Man, you guys remember back in the days in the 60s and the 70s, KOMA out of Oklahoma City, you could hear it anywhere, almost anywhere in the United States. That makes me old, doesn't it? Congratulations to Cole Hunt. Actually, there's a funny story behind this. I stopped at Southbound the other day to get some fuel over to Sayre. Walk in. There's an Army recruiter with Roy Hunt. And I said, no way. I thought maybe he was getting ready to jump ship, head on out to the Army, but it's his son. So anyway, congratulations to Cole Hunt on joining the United States Army. Good luck in your future. He's graduating this year. And I'm sure you guys have already read it in some of your emails that you get from Southwest and Texas Cattle Association and stuff. But anyway, there was a old boy from Oklahoma, Guyman to be exact, was arrested May 4th on felony charges for writing a hot check. The arrest is the result of an investigation led by the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association Special Ranger Bart Parer and the Ogemaw County Sheriff's Office. In March, Stevens allegedly wrote a check for a closed amount of $187,650 to buy cattle from an Ogemaw County rancher. Stevens took possession of the fraudulently purchased cattle, totaling 139 cows and 46 newborn calves. He allegedly transported them to western Oklahoma to sell them. Soon after that, the rancher discovered the check was not valid and attempted to contact Stevens. Stevens avoided him, refusing to provide a valid form of payment for the cattle. According to Parrier, Ranger Parrier, Stevens purchased additional large sets of cows along with horses, tack, and a Peterbilt semi using the same sequence of checks from the closed checking account. TSCRA Special Rangers are continuing to investigate and request if there's any other victims out there in Oklahoma who believe they've been victimized by Stevens, contact him at 918-440-8360. He advises individuals who agree to sell cattle or personal property through private sales to refrain from accepting personal checks without prior verification. Opting for a cashier's check and securing forms through wire drafts becomes financial institution is way more secure practice. Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association Special Ranger Team would like to thank the Ogemaw Sheriff Eddie Rice and the Texas County Sheriff Matt Boley, along with their offices for their joint effort in this investigation. Bad deal. That's a big hot check. Anyway, so that's going on. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today. We should have a good weekend. Hope everybody's ponds are full come Monday at the start of the show. That's what we need. We need a pond filler. Anyway, check on your cows. Take care of your animals, horses, cows, goats, sheep, the whole nine yards. Supplies are out again, and I hate it. So anyway, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.